Good morning. It is Friday, 2nd November 2018, and it is Shah Rukh Khan's birthday. Now that we have the least interesting information out of the way, let's head to what note is the week ending in today's editorial. Well, awkward moments at the Delhi High Court as the hearing on Asthana's plea to squash the FIR was in progress. Banerjee, the ASG, entered the courtroom and told Justice Najmi Waziri that he had received instructions from the competent authority to represent the CBI. Well, this is the first time he was appearing in the matter. Well, a stunned special public prosecutor, K. Raghavacharyulu, regained his composure and opposed the ASG's appearance, informing the court that he had been appointed as special public prosecutor in the case by the CBI on a plea by a special director Rakesh Asthana seeking to quash an FIR for alleged extortion and bribery. Well, after some time, when the judge took up the similar quashing petition of middleman Manoj Prasad, the ASG was not to be found anywhere, which obviously invited the attention of the court. Later, speaking to reporters, advocate Raghavacharyulu said he had been appointed as the special public prosecutor to represent the CBI in the case following an official notification and claimed that there was no docket of the CBI asking Banerjee to appear in the matter. Meanwhile, the CBI filed its reply on the pleas by Asthana and Kumar questioning the maintainability of the petitions. It said that the probe against Asthana was at a nascent stage and several incriminating documents as well as the role of other persons were under investigation. The matter would now be heard on 14th of November. And continuing with the diligence of CBI, with obviously a link to Mr. Asthana, the organization now will be evaluating art as well. Well, Mamata Banerjee's 10 paintings to be exact. According to the Telegraph, CBI team probing the Sardha case received yesterday 10 paintings by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee from a businessman Shivaji Panja. The agency now wants to assess the value of the paintings and verify the buyer's source of funds. In the run-up to the 2014 Lok Sabha polls, Narendra Modi had warned of a probe into why the Chief Minister's paintings were sold for high prices. Bench CBI Special Director Rakesh Asthana was looking after this probe. The CBI had sent notices to Panja and his former business associate Kaustav Roy on the assumption that they had bought the painting from an exhibition held at Town Hall in 2013, with CBI claiming that the 10 paintings fetched Rs 50 lakh. Panja's business associate got things muddled up for BJP itself now, when he claimed that, quote, "As a businessman, I had paid money to Jago Bangla to publish ads in the newspaper. But later I learned that Mukul Roy, who was the printer and publisher of the paper at that time, had shown the money as the price of paintings in the Jago Bangla accounts. I have told the CBI to please ask Mukul Roy about paintings." When Mukul Roy, who had been questioned by the CBI, is now in the BJP, when he was contacted by the Telegraph, he said, "I have no involvement regarding these paintings." And while we are on Mamata Banerjee, Didi who can paint, pen songs, run a state, a complex one at that, we move to the news from its neighborhood, Assam, where at least 5 persons were killed by suspected Ulfa gunmen at a village in Assam's Tinsukia district on Thursday evening while they were sitting in a shop. When Ulfa men picked them and took them to the banks of Brahmaputra, lined them up and shot them dead one by one. Although there was no confirmation from officials, some media reports have attributed this massacre to NRC as the victims are all Bengalis. The murders, the reporters said, were a response to the growing rift between Bengali and Assamese people in the state following the center's move of implementing NRC. Well, it gave Didi the opportunity to quickly take to Twitter. She said, "Terrible news coming out of Assam. We strongly condemn the brutal attack in Tinsukia. Is this the outcome of recent NRC development?" she's asked. And now on to the latest anti-national on the block, MasterCard. According to an exclusive by Reuters, MasterCard told the United States government in June that Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, was using nationalism to promote the use of a domestic payments network, RuPay. And New Delhi's protectionist policies were hurting foreign payment companies, while the documents seen by Reuters showed. Talking about payment system, let's move to e-wallets or electronic wallets like Paytm. Next time you give your cell phone at a service center, be sure to delete mobile wallet applications from it. While not doing so proved costly for 28-year-old Yusuf Karim, a resident of Southeast Delhi's Kalkaji, as more than Rs 91,000 was withdrawn from his Paytm account, allegedly by the staff of a service center where he had given his mobile phone for repairing. The victim alleged the engineers of the mobile service company who were repairing his phone have done such fraudulent transaction. He also claimed that despite several requests, Paytm did not block his account. And on to some international news, sticking with news from technology, and now MeToo and tech giant are at loggerheads. According to Reuters, thousands of Google employees around the world briefly walked off their jobs yesterday to protest the company's response to sexual harassment and demand that the world's largest search engine address rising concerns about workplace inequality. The protests took place in waves beginning in Asia and then streaming across Europe and North America, with the final wave occurring at Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California. And while Google searches for answer out of this, Facebook is in the limelight again, for wrong reasons, obviously. According to the BBC, hackers appear to have compromised and published private messages from at least 81,000 Facebook users' accounts. The perpetrators told the BBC Russian service that they had details from a total of about 120 million accounts, which they were attempting to sell, although there are reasons to be skeptical about that figure. Facebook said its security had not been compromised and the data had probably been obtained through malicious browser extensions. The BBC Russian service contacted the five Russian Facebook users whose private messages had been uploaded and confirmed the posts were actually theirs. One example included photographs of a recent holiday, another was a chat about a recent Depeche Mode concert, and a third included complaints about a son-in-law. There was also an intimate correspondence between two lovers. And on to the last news for the day and for this week. Well, you're obviously recommended to use a sunscreen at least when you step out in the day, but not if you were at the tiny Pacific island nation of Palau. East of the Philippines and directly north of Australia, the island is regarded as one of the world's best diving destinations, but the government is concerned its popularity is coming at a cost. A spokesman for President Tommy said there was scientific evidence that the chemicals found in most sunscreens are toxic to corals, even in minute doses. So they've gone ahead and banned it. From 1st of January 2020, anyone importing or selling sunscreen containing any of the 10 banned chemicals faces a $1,000 fine, and tourists who bring banned sunscreen into the country will have it confiscated. That's all that we have for you for this week. Bask in the sun, listen to some music and have some fun. We will be back on Monday. Until then, goodbye from takeapart.in.